Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
When someone puts in their 2 weeks notice at your office, workplace, wherever, what usually happens the next few days after that? Someone from HR goes around the office or the workplace with a card that you sign for that person on their last day. Does anyone else feel immense pressure when writing in that card? Like, do you ever feel like you have to be hilarious or super sincere or write something super heartwarming in that card? I always panic. I always panic while writing those little comments in that card because I'm the funny guy in our workplace. Everyone here is like, ooh, what's Clayton gonna write? The funny guy on the radio, ha ha ha. But I never write anything funny in those cards. I'm always like, aw, best wishes, you're gonna do so great at those things, yada yada yada. And then they read it and they're like, wow, I thought it was gonna be way funnier than that. I always get ripped apart here at the office because of my things that I write in those cards. I'm like, I don't know, like, you're kind of putting me on the spot here. I don't know what to do. I learned something about those cards. The more mean the comments are, the more valuable you were to your employer. Like, if it's just filled with employees going, oh, I hate you, Brad. I hope you don't do good at your new job at all. We won't miss you. That means they will miss you. They're just trying to do some reverse psychology there. But if it's just filled with congratulations or you did it, yeah, that means that you probably didn't make that big of an impact. If you're one of those people that loves old school vinyl and you miss the days of having to listen to an entire album in order to listen to that one song you like, you're going to love this tweet from Ricky Gervais. Ricky Gervais, a few days ago on Twitter, asked this question. What five albums have you listened to the most in your life? And he wanted people to be completely honest and not trendy, because so many people would just put cool albums to make themselves look super sweet, right? His five are very impressive. Radiohead, The Bends, Cat Stevens, Teaser and the Firecat, David Bowie, Diamond Dogs, Neil Young's Harvest, and David Bowie, Aladdin Sane. Isn't that cool that Ricky Gervais likes Neil Young? Really cool as a Canadian, right? Again, in the spirit of being completely honest, here are my top five albums. Number one, Big Shiny Tunes 2. Number two, Big Shiny Tunes 5. Number three, Big Shiny Tunes 6. Number four, Big Shiny Tunes 4. And number five, This Way Is My Way by Anne Murray. That last one's not a joke, by the way. Love me some Anne Murray.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing yet wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Presented by O'Brien's Automotive. Online at O'Brien's.ca.
This first one is going to crack you up. This one was sent to us from Hannah, All By Myself by Eric Carmen. Hannah hears Obama's Elf. Oh, that's gold. The real lyrics, the title, All By Myself. The next one here, the Rolling Stones, Start Me Up. This one was sent to us from Kenny. Kenny hears In Yugoslavia. Kinda, right? Kinda. The actual lyrics, once again, the title, Start Me Up. The more you hear it, the more you hear Yugoslavia, right? This last one was from Allison. The Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love? Great song. Any song by the Bee Gees is a great song. Allison hears, And You Come to Me on a Submarine. If a guy comes to get you on a submarine, ladies, that's when you know he's the one. That's dedication. The actual lyrics, And You Come to Me on a Summer Breeze. The big news this week, Saskatoon Station Place shutting its doors. Whenever a legendary restaurant in Saskatoon closes for good, it's always big news around the city. You always hear people talking about it for the next week, maybe 2 weeks, because, I mean, a restaurant that has been here for like, what, 30, 35 years? Everyone has gone there. Everyone has a story or a memory from that place. You start reliving those good times, right? And whenever that happens, we start bringing up other legendary establishments that are no longer in Saskatoon. We always do that, right? We're like, oh, remember this place? Oh, good times. Remember that place? Good times. We love that nostalgic feeling. We love reliving the good times. And when it comes to Saskatoon businesses that have closed down, five always pop up in that conversation. When you're going down memory lane and you're remembering all these old places, there are always five that come up. The first one, Campus Cove at the U of S. Remember the Cove? Remember when they got Dance Dance Revolution for the first time? Oh, man. Wasted a lot of looties at that place in my day. California Sub. Remember California Sub? The chicken salad sub with avocados? The best. AJ's Video Game Exchange. That one always gets brought up when you're talking about old businesses. A bunch of other video places, too. Pick-a-Flick Video, 49 Cent Video, VHQ, Family Video, Pirate Video. There were so many. The Wash and Slosh always gets brought up. And then, of course, Lydia's. Still not over. Lydia's shutting its doors. Ah, I miss you, Lydia's. I have a question for you parents out there. And for the kids, too, if this has ever happened to you. Parents, do you ever bribe your kids when it comes to sporting events? Like, I'll give you an example. Back in my peewee hockey days, this one kid on our team, anytime he scored a goal, his parents would give him a toonie. That was the deal that they had before the season. And it wrecked the whole season because this guy refused to pass the puck. He did not pass all season long. He would even steal the puck from his own players, go down and try and score. It was like, Chad, what are you doing, man? Like, you're ruining the season for, what, $40? Like, he wasn't even that good. It wasn't like he's scoring four goals a game. He had, like, 20 goals or something like that. Ruined the whole year. Another example. A kid would get $100 from his dad if he ever hit a home run. And just like Chad on my Pee Wee hockey team, this guy ruined the whole year. Because he swung for the fences every single at-bat. And he had zero power, flew out to second base all the time. Base is loaded, we're down by one, Kent's swinging for the fences. No, man, just put the ball in play. But I want $100 from my dad. I really want to buy a Super Nintendo, guys. I've been saving up. I'll finally have enough money if I hit a home run. Why do parents do that? Just let your kids have fun. Don't bribe them with money. Don't yell at them if they're not doing good. Don't make them play the sport if they don't want to play it. Just let them have fun. Have you ever heard of these bribery stories when it comes to kids in sports? If you have, let me know. 306-938-0963. Tell me about the Chad and Kent in your life.
I was brought up, an assist is as good as a goal. My pocketbook liked it. I got the same amount.
You got a toonie or a loonie for every point?
I got a loony for every point and brought up an assist is as good as a goal.
Okay, see, that's good. Sometimes back in the day, my buddy got $2 for a goal and a loony for an assist. And that didn't help at all. You always want to go for the toonie, obviously, but...
My parents didn't have that much money.
No, yeah. My parents, like, I had to pay them if I played bad. High school graduation is about a month away now. That's when the kids are going to be graduating high school, going into the real life. Have fun, kids. You're gonna really enjoy being an adult. Just kidding. Enjoy this last month while you can. I have some advice for the fellas who are graduating high school. Maybe to the dads out there as well, or the moms, whatever. When it comes to picking a suit for your high school graduation, don't overthink it, because you don't want to look back 30 years from now at your graduation photos and think, oh man, what was I thinking? Because every high school graduation has that one guy. That one guy who tries to be all fancy with his graduation suit. For me, it was this guy. He was wearing all white. White pants, white shoes, white vest, white tie, white jacket, white everything. And even now he's looking back going like, oh no, what was I doing? What was I thinking? I mean, you're going to look back at some old photos. There's going to be the guy in the blue suit. There's going to be the guy wearing the ridiculous, like, vest tuxedo thingy. I'm telling you don't want to look back at your old high school photos and have that embarrassment. Because you also know that your mom and dad will save those photos to embarrass you at your future wedding later on. You don't want that to happen either. So I'm telling you, guys who are about to graduate, black pants, black jacket, black tie, white undershirt. You can't go wrong with that combination.